Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. Traffic has still not resumed this evening at Gare de l'Est in Paris. The situation has been blocked since this morning after a fire on electric signaling cables in Vert in Seine-et-Marne. For the Minister of Transportation, Clément Beaune, there is no doubt about the intentional character of the fire. The SNCF has just announced that traffic would remain strongly disrupted tomorrow, with one in three TGV departing from the station. Also in the news, debates were agitated this afternoon at the National Assembly regarding the pension reform. Elisabeth Borne tried to defend the text during the traditional questions to the government, which was not well received by the opposition. The Prime Minister said that the project of the executive would not penalize women and that it carries social progress. Meanwhile, the unions maintain pressure on the government. A new demonstration is scheduled for January 31st. The CGT Cheminots and Sudrail also plan 2 days of strike on February 7th and 8th, with the threat of a renewable strike from mid-February. And then Bernard Laporte is placed in police custody. The president of the French Rugby Federation was heard for money laundering and aggravated tax fraud, according to the National Financial Prosecutor's Office. This is a new case only 1 month after his 2-year suspended prison sentence for corruption, influence peddling, and illegal conflict of interests. Bernard Laporte has since withdrawn from his function at the head of the FFR. A vote will take place this week to designate his interim successor. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.